Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. In just a year, the Young Professionals Choral Collective has grown to 200 members. Founder and director Kellyanne Nelson tells you about the singers and the upcoming anniversary bash, the Black and Blues Gala. And in about 15 minutes, Cincinnati Magazine Associate Managing Editor Amy Brownlee reveals the February cover story, Made in Cincy. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear is encouraging lawmakers to be bold in reforming the state's tax code and to act before budget cuts from previous years cripple the state. Beshear made the pleas in his annual State of the Commonwealth address this week. The speech focused on the state's lack of revenue. Beshear says reforming the tax code would bring in enough money to solve pension problems and put more funds toward schools.
Our focus needs to be not just on the present, but on 5, 10, even 25 years from now.
Beshear also encouraged lawmakers to link tax and pension reforms together to finally pass his bill raising the dropout age, and for the first time, the governor came out in support of a statewide smoking ban. Kentucky Senate President Robert Stiver says he's ready to talk with Governor Beshear about tax reform. Speaking to reporters after the address, Stiver says he disagrees with many of the governor's talking points, including linking pension reform to tax reform and a statewide indoor smoking ban. But he's willing to hear the governor out.
Let's have the conversations. We welcome the debate, but we want to do it in a method and manner in which it is collegial and respectful in nature, and allowing people to participate and express their opinions.
Stiver says he's not sure what issues he would be willing to compromise on because the opposing parties haven't met to discuss them. Tax cuts are the highlights of Ohio Governor John Kasich's second budget unveiled this week. He's proposing an income tax cut of 50% for small businesses and a 20% across-the-board income tax cut for all Ohioans over the next 3 years. Plus, he wants a drop in the state sales tax from 5.5% to 5%. The cuts would be paid for in part with an increase in the severance tax on bigger oil and natural gas drillers, which Kasich knows worries some conservative lawmakers.
There are members who, for the first time in a generation, are seeing job growth in their local communities, and they don't want it disrupted. I respect it. But this is not going to disrupt their ability to come into this state. And since we've been in a discussion about this severance tax, we've seen at least another $1 billion invested in this state in this industry.
The governor is also proposing increasing the tax base by 30% by applying the sales tax to legal, architectural, accounting, and other services. The $63 billion budget also includes an expansion of Medicaid to include people making up to 138% of the federal poverty level, another proposal that may have trouble getting support from Republican legislators. Hamilton County commissioners are reacting positively to the governor's proposed state budget. Board President Chris Monzel says it could have a big impact on the county.
It's a lot of changes that can to affect us here with our general fund, with our sales tax, the stadium fund. There's just a lot of potential that we will need to dive into and look into more detail of what that implies for Hamilton County and for our citizens and taxpayers. But I think it's a bold initiative.
The board's lone Democrat, Todd Portune, agrees. He likes the plan to lower the state sales tax and to start taxing services as well as goods.
This is the first time that Columbus has acknowledged the predicament that counties are in from a revenue perspective, and I think it's very good news and very solid recommendation.
Fellow Commissioner Greg Hartman says the proposed budget has the potential to be revolutionary. Some council members and nearby residents aren't impressed with the design of a public space that's included with the U-Square development in Clifton Heights near the University of Cincinnati. Project developers made a presentation this week to Council's Strategic Growth Committee. Neighbor Nathan Hess spoke during the session.
I couldn't be more disappointed with the plans presented to us today. In May, there was a lot of public seating surrounding the park or plaza area. That's completely gone. There were a lot more planters for flowers and beautification. That's completely gone. There were rain gardens containing the rainwater around the trees. That's completely gone.
Council members asked the developers if changes could still be made. Those officials say the materials for the project have been ordered, and retailers in the development are expecting it to be completed in the spring. U-Square is a mixed-use development with housing, office and retail space, and the public area. Warren County Commissioner Dave Young estimates his county will have $3 to $5 million to redevelop the Lebanon Raceway. The 93 acres will become vacant when the raceway moves to a Racino in Turtle Creek Township in 2014. In the next 2 to 4 months, a committee will recommend ideas for the site, including an equestrian center and a sports complex. Commissioner Young says he thinks the county was able to negotiate a good deal to keep the raceway in Warren County and get benefits from the Racino. He doesn't necessarily think gaming is the answer for all the county's finances.
But there is going to be some additional money that's generated, and with the amount of money that certain people are going to make on this, we want to make sure that, again, we protect the taxpayers of Warren County by trying to negotiate the best business deal we can on their behalf.
The Miami Valley Gaming Racino is scheduled to open in the first quarter of 2014. It will employ 700 people. A national study says Columbus has the worst traffic in Ohio, but Cincinnati isn't too far behind. The annual Urban Mobility Report by the Texas A&M Transportation Institute calculated the typical Columbus area rush hour commuter spends 40 hours a year in backed-up traffic. Cincinnati commuters spend 37 hours a year in traffic. The report puts Columbus 25th among 101 U.S. urban areas. Cincinnati is 37th. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.